did come into my mind. The first one was that Beat is not a fool. He can see that the decision that they had made or allegedly made to continue with this other faction of the CCC was ill-fated because, as we had previously discussed, James, a lot of our politics here in Zimbabwe is personality-based. So if you do not have the support or your figurehead, the person at the forefront is not someone who's followed by the masses in Zimbabwe, you are doomed. We know that with the resignation of Nelson Chamisa a couple of months back, the CCC was left in disarray. So all those that decided to, you know, somehow salvage whatever was left, they can now see that they will go nowhere without Nelson Chamisa. So I believe Tendai Biti has come to that realization that he risks destroying his political career, becoming irrelevant, so to speak, if he continues claiming to be one of the presidents of whatever CCC is left. So I think he decided to take a back seat.
Of course, Biti says he is entitled to a sabbatical and he wants to write. Maybe that's why.
Yes, it's possible, because what people say in public could be true, could be the real reason, and could be not so the complete story, so to speak. But we've known Tendai Biti from his activism days, and then from the onset of the MDC with Morgan Tsvangirai in 1999, he's been active in politics. If he wanted to write or whatever it is, there was nothing to stop him. He's been successfully running his legal practice all this time. So I don't think his political career would stop him from writing a book. I truly believe these leaders, with everything that has been happening after the August elections and meeting just before that, when he was somehow sidelined for a parliamentary seat, when he was not nominated to represent the CCC for in the August 2023 elections, he might have come to a place where he says, okay, I just need, yeah, a sabbatical, but what is the motive that he could just be saying, okay, for now, this is frustrating. This is just draining me emotionally, psychologically, and everything. I just need to take a back seat.
You mentioned Chamisa, and now it's Biti. What does this mean for the opposition in Zimbabwe? Is there any opposition now?
To be frank with you, James, there is no opposition in Zimbabwe. It's effectively dead. As one of the opposition leaders, Job Scala, once said when he came out of prison, that is, there's no way he's going to join a corpse. The CCC is now a corpse. And the CCC was the only opposition. We can talk of 20 parties, 15 parties, whatever number, but those were not really taken seriously as parties. They never even won a single seat in any election. So the real opposition was the MDC before that, and now the CCC. Now there's no opposition. And that's where I think the frustration comes, because now these opposition leaders need to, they've seen that they've tried whatever tricks they've tried, but it has not worked. It seems ZANU-PF is always one step ahead as far as its machinations to infiltrate and scuttle and divide and destroy the opposition.